Hi, I'm Jean-Sébastien Brunner, Senior Program Manager on the Azure Big Data team. In this video, I'm going to show you how to use Azure Stream Analytics on IoT Edge, a new feature in public preview. So first, let's briefly talk about what is Azure Stream Analytics. It is a product that enables you to unlock real-time insights where insights are perishable and when the time to decision is critical. For this, it enables to query data while data is still in motion. Azure Stream Analytics is easy to start, thanks to its simple SQL language and its ease of integration with the rest of the Azure ecosystem. Here, I want to show you a very simple example of query using our SQL language. This query takes an input stream of temperatures and calculates an average every 1 second. As you can see, it is very easy to understand this query. Of course, this is a very simple example, and you can do much powerful analytics, including temporal join. I want to show you briefly all the operators we have in our SQL language. If you are familiar with SQL, you will recognize most of them. In addition to typical SQL operators, we also have a time windows operator and geospatial operators. And in addition to the cloud, Azure Stream Analytics can now run on the edge. For example, it can run in a connected car or in a factory. It runs within the IoT Edge runtime and can be managed from the cloud. So while cloud is still the go-to destination for big data, here are a few scenarios where ASA and IoT Edge complement the cloud. First, low latency command and control scenario. ASA can analyze sensor data in real time and issue commands. This is very interesting for scenarios such as industrial safety, when you want to stop the machine when an anomaly is detected. Another scenario is when you have limited connectivity to the cloud. For example, for offshore drilling or connected vessel, in this case, your streaming logic needs to run even if you are disconnected from the cloud. Similarly, if you have limited bandwidth but the sensor generating a lot of data, such as manufacturing equipment or connected cars, ASA can filter or aggregate the data before sending it to the cloud. Finally, in compliance scenario, you can filter, anonymize, or aggregate the data with ASA before sending it to the cloud. So regarding the advantage of our solution, first, ASA uses the same language for both cloud and edge job, which helps you to build a hybrid architecture and move analytics between edge and the cloud. Also, this is a cross-platform solution based on Docker containers. It runs on Linux and Windows and supports Intel and ARM architectures. Then, Azure IoT secures, deploy, and manage your job from the cloud. You can update your analytics on thousands of devices just with one click. So now you are familiar with the product, let's see how to use it in a simple demo. So for this demo, I will use one IoT Edge device with a simulated sensor, sending some temperature data. We'll have one ASA job running on this device. And when the temperature is above 25 degrees for 2 seconds, it will trigger an alert and reset the sensors without going to the cloud. For simplicity, I will use my own PC as an IoT Edge device. So let's start the demo. So on my PC, I have Docker running, and I already have the temperature sensor. So we can just check if Docker is already running. And we can see here that the temp sensor is running. We can also see the message coming from here. Look at the logs. Temp sensor. So yeah, it's running for quite a while and send a lot of data here. So everything looks good. So let's create a Stream Analytics job and deploy it on this device. So for that, I go to Azure portal here. I create a new resource, and I choose a Stream Analytics job. I just have to set a name. I use a resource group. And the important part here is to use Edge as hosting environment. And then I just create it here. So the job is now created. I can configure the inputs. In my case, I will create one input. Let's call it temperature. And it's a data stream coming from the edge job. You can also set reference data here, but this is optional. So the input is created. Now I create an output. And similarly, I will use the edge job and name my input alert. So now the input is created, I can create a query. For that, I can author the query in the cloud, and I can use some sample data recorded from my sensor a little before. So I can upload that file here. And look at the shape of the data for easy authoring. Let's select everything from my temperature and click on test. As you can see, we have syntax highlighting for query authoring, and we can see the result here and browse the shape of the data in order to author the query easily. So I can use the query I created before here, and that will create a reset command when the temperature is more than 25 over 2 seconds. So everything looks good. I can just save the query. And my job is ready to be deployed. So in order to deploy the job, the next step is to go to IoT Hub. So in IoT Hub, there's a new feature to manage your edge device here. So I will look at the device running on my PC here. This is this device. And as you can see, there's already the temperature sensor module running here. What I will do is to add the stream analytics job here. So to do that, I will use the user interface to import the stream analytics job. So I can choose this job. And I choose a storage account in order to share the query and configuration from the cloud to the device. And here we go. When I click on save, the package is prepared and sent to IoT Hub. So the package is now ready to go. I can edit the name to have a more user-friendly name here. And check the configuration, so ASA here. No need to change anything. Then the next step is to define a route. In our case, what we want to do is to use these routes in order to send all the temperature to Stream Analytics, then send all the output of Stream Analytics to the sensor for the reset command, and from Stream Analytics also to the cloud. And I send that to my device, clicking on Submit here. So you can see the new ASA module is here, and now I can check on my device looking on Docker. So if I look at all the process running on Docker, let's make that bigger, I can see ASA was deployed. And what I can do is also looking at the logs to see what's happening in ASA. And I can see ASA is receiving some message here, and because the temperature is too high, we'll send a reset command here as expected. So that concludes the demo. If you have any question, don't hesitate to contact the team using the email on the screen here. You can also use these URLs to get more information about the product. Thank you for watching this video.